Hello.
Hi. So, episode 3. Can't wait. So, we'll be reading Harry Potter, The Prisoner of Azkaban. Yeah, that's the third one. Yeah. Chapter 1. Because I'm doing this because I can't think of anything else. Yeah. And this is late. So, let's get started.
Harry Potter was an unusual boy in many ways. For one thing, he hated the summer holidays more than any other time of the year. For another, he really wanted to do this homework, but he was forced to do it in secret. And they did it at night. And he happened to also be a wizard. Yeah. It was nearly midnight, and he was lying on his stomach in bed. Yeah, blankets drawn right over his head like a tent.
Ooh, we're going camping.
A flashlight in one hand and a large leather-bound bone.
I meant book, I swear I said book.
A History of Magic by Barhildo Bagshot.
Popped open against the pillow.
Harry moved down the tip of his eagle figure. Feather, cool, down the page. Frowning as he looked for something that will help him write his essay. Which... Look for something that would help him with it. Oh.
Witch burning in the 14th century
was completely pointless. Discuss. The quill paused on the top of unlikely looking paragraph. Harry pushes red. That's it. The professional moves as fast as
blah, 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 blah. Non-magic people, more commonly known as muggles, were particularly afraid of the magic. Immediate.
Oh, in Mavrilla.
Bleh, times. Never good at recognizing it.
On the rare occasions they did catch a real witch or wizard, burning had no effect, whatever. To which a wizard would easily perform basic flame freezing charm. They pretend to shriek well with pain while enjoying a gentle, tickling sensation.
Indeed.
Gwendolyn, the weird, enjoyed being burned so much that she allowed herself to be cut no less than 47 times a day in various disguises. Harry put his quill between his teeth and reached underneath his pillow for his ink bottle and the roll of parchment. Slowly and very carefully unscrewed the ink bottle, dipped his quill into it, and began to write. Pausing every now and then to listen, because if any of the jurors heard the scratching of the quill on their way to the bathroom, he probably found himself locked in the cupboard under security for the rest of the summer. The Dursley family, number four. Oh, I just lost my page. Crap. Anyways, he probably got locked in the blah blah blah. The Dursley family of number four, Bravo Drive, was the reason that Harry never enjoyed his summer holidays. Uncle Vernon, Aunt Petunia, and their son Dudley were Harry's only living relatives. They were muggles. They had a very medieval attitude towards magic. Harry's dead parents, who had been a witch and wizard themselves, were never mentioned under the Dursley's roof for years. Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon hoped that they kept Harry as downrotted as possible. They railed at squashed the magic out of him. To their fury, they have been unsuccessful. These days they live in terror of anyone finding out that Harry has spent most of his last 2 years at Hogwarts School of Wizarding, Witchcraft, and Wizardry. The most they could do, however, was to lock away Harry's spellbook, wand, cauldron, and broomstick at the start of the summer break and forbid him to talk to his neighbors. Now, I'm just going to take a second. It doesn't matter. The separation from the spell had been a real problem for Harry because his teachers at Hogwarts had given him a lot of holiday work. One of the essays, a particularly nasty one about shrinking potions, was for Harry's least favorite teacher, Professor Snape, who would be delighted to have an excuse to give Harry's attention for a month. Harry has therefore seized his chance in the first week of the holidays, while Uncle Vernon, Aunt Petunia, and Dudley had gone on over into the front garden to admire Uncle Vernon's new company car. And very loud voices so that the rest of the street would notice it too. Harry had crept downstairs, picked a lot of the cupboard under the stairs, grasped him his book, and hid him in his room. bedroom. As long as he didn't spot any of the ink on the sheets, the Josie never knew that he was studying magic by night. Harry's particularly good to avoid trouble with his aunt and uncle. At the moment, they were already in this especially bad mood with him, all because he received a telephone call from a fellow wizard 1 week. This school's vacation, Ron Weasley, who's one of Harry's best friends at Hogwarts, came from a whole family of wizards. This meant that he knew a lot of things Harry didn't. He had never used a telephone before. Most unlikely, it had been Uncle Vernon who had answered the call.
Vernon Dursley speaking.
Harry happened to be in the room at the time, froze as he heard Ron's voice.
Hello, hello, can you hear me? I want to talk to Harry Potter.
Ron was yelling so loudly that Uncle Vernon jumped and held the receiver foot away from the ear, staring at the expression and mingling fur in his armor. Who is this? He roared in the direction of the mouthpiece. Here are you.
Ron Weasley.
Ron bellowed back as he thought Uncle Vernon was speaking from opposite ends of the football field.
I'm a friend of Harry's from school.
Uncle Vernon's small eyes swiveled around to Harry, who rooted to the spot. There is no Harry Potter here, he roared, now holding the receiver at arm's length. I thought, frightening, and Mike explored. I don't know what school you're talking about. Never contact me again. Don't you come near my family. He threw the receiver back into the phone as if it was being a poisonous spider. The fight had followed, but one of the worst ever.
How dare you give this number to people like you?
Uncle Vernon has roared, spraying Harry with spit. Ron almost realized that he had gotten Harry in trouble because he had to call again. Harry's other best friend from Hogwarts, Hermione Granger, hasn't been in touch either. Harry suspected that Ron was warning Hermione at a call, which was a pity because Hermione, the cleverest witch in the Harry's years, had muggle parents, knew perfectly well how to use a telephone, and would probably have enough common sense not to say she went to Hogwarts. So, Harry had no word from any of his wizarding friends for 5 long weeks. The summer was turning out to be almost as bad as the last one. There were just very small improvements after swearing that he wouldn't use her to send letters to any of his friends. Harry had been allowed to lay the towel, Hedwig, out of night. Uncle Vernon had given in because of his racket. Hedwig would make she locked her in her cage all the time. Harry finished writing about the welding, the weird, and paused to listen again. Silence in the dark house was broken only by distant grunting noises because Enormous cousin Dudley. It must be very late, Harry thought. His eyes were inching with tiredness. Perhaps he finished his essay tomorrow night. He replaced the top of his zinc bottle, pulled an old pillowcase from under his bed, put the flashlight, history and magic, his essay quill, and the ink inside of it, go out of the bed and hid the lot under a loose floorboard under his room. Then he stood, stretched, and checked the time in Luma's alarm clock on his bedside table. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. Harry's stomach gave a funny jolt. He had been 13 years old without realizing it for a whole hour. He had been 13 years old without realizing for a whole hour. Yeah, another usually thing about Harry was how he looked forward to his birthday. Oh, I read that wrong. Yeah, another unusual thing about Harry is how little he looked forward to his birthday. Never received a birthday card. Hold on. I cannot finish this. No, this June might. Well, that's why we're leaving it today.
Bye. See you next time, if there even is one. Bye-bye.